Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And just want to thank you all for listening to today's show. Today is April the 3rd, 2018. It is a Tuesday. Looking forward to today's show. And if you would like to get in on the conversation, please don't hesitate. Give us a call. Area code 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. And once you are there, you can just, whatever your question or comments are, you can just go ahead and make them known. We'd love to hear from you on today. And we're going to jump in today's show. But, of course, before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And this is very, very important because this network is a grassroots organization that is here to facilitate and to ensure that you are getting exactly what you need, and it is not supported by the corporate establishment. So it needs your support. So if you would give some of your financial energy, give a donation to Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you are there, you can find and hit the donation button that's there and make sure that this network is continued to grow and to bring you what you have already deemed as being important. So if you would please support the network, I think it's very, very important that we do that because it's a network that is Black Talk Radio Network, and there's very little, if any, I won't say any, but it's very little forms such as this that serves the purpose that it does, and wants you to be able to benefit from that continuously, because that is very, very important, especially in sight of what's going to be going on in the future. You need to know. Think of just how much you were exposed to from Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are on Black Talk Radio Network. We have to keep this on air, please. So definitely want to do that and need your support in that. So definitely do that. Also, you can support the network by also becoming a member in the social media platform known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media platform. Of a social media platform that was put together for you to engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected by the mainstream media. And it's, I think it's very, very important that you do that, because you already heard about what's going on in FedBook and everything else. So we don't need to belabor that too much. But you know the importance of it, because it, at BTR Community, you can post and not worry about being as adversely affected. You don't have to worry about your identity being sold to any bidder. You don't have to worry about someone easily and accessibly data mining you and you giving up that information, because it's a membership. Only people that can see the postings are the other, are the members. And there's a free trial period that BTR Community has for you, a 30-day free trial period where you could check it out and then come back in and pay for your subscription, and that will support the network. So please, let's definitely do that. So check out that article. That article, what am I talking about? Check out that platform so that we can have this platform fully supported. So it's a very, it's the only place that I post, and it is a platform that is where you can post stuff about you, your business, things that you think are relevant, and not worry about it. It is a place where you can do your social media platform. You know, remember back in the days, for those of you that, you know, remember when the internet first started, there was Black Planet. And that's one of the things that Facebook copied after, pretty much. And so we lost that one. Now you have this opportunity. So let's make sure that this network continues to stay on air, because it's very, very, very important. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. So I just looked at some stuff that was happening. Big up to my man Thomas. Good posting there. So that's very important. Sorry, y'all. I shouldn't be doing that on the side stuff. So definitely support Black Talk Radio Network. Also, you can, for those of you that are interested in transferring your currency into money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint.com and say, hey, I would like to know the buying process. And then someone at Prosperity Mint will get with you and explain to you the proper way to purchase the precious metal, so that you will know. And it is to your benefit. It won't be used for anything other than that. Very, very important that that be done. So come on over to Prosperity Mint, purchase, exchange your cash for real money. Very, very important, especially for what's going to be going on. We're going to have part two of yesterday's show. And for those of you that were listening to yesterday's show, we didn't have time for calls. Sorry about that. We ran out of time pretty much. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'd like to do that. And I'm just going to let you all know, I will not be able to do Tando Radio Show on Thursday nor Friday. So we won't have a show unless I'm not quite sure. I didn't talk to the brothers if Jenna and Roz wanted to do Tando Radio Show. They could, but I haven't spoken to them and don't know if they would be available to do that. But I won't be able to have a show on Thursday and Friday. I got to make sure I let Scotty know. But I'm pretty sure Brother Davis is going to have a Wise Wednesday tomorrow, Show Wise Wednesday. So check out, and that's going to be the schedule from there on. So,
hey, Dave.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, I'm just about to go out and do that with my grandson, what I told you about. But since you mentioned that, you know, I suspended BTR News on Tuesday nights because I just got too much going on, and I fall behind on things. And then I also got New Abolitionist Radio that I do. I'm never going to miss that if, you know, God willing. So any days that you're not available, I'll just fill in.
Okay, cool. And then also, Scotty, definitely. And if Roz wants to, and Roz and Jenna wanted to jump in, but yeah, I appreciate that, Scotty. That's cool. And I look forward. So I'm definitely going to be listening to it as well when I listen to Roz and Jenna as much as I could that day. But yeah, so Scotty will be doing the show, filling in. Appreciate it, Scotty. I just won't be able to do it, but I will be back, great creator willing, on Monday with another live show. Okay? All right. Just wanted to give you that information. Scotty, go ahead. Go do your thing, man. I got this. So, glad he heard it. I meant to tell him before we went on air, but we got a little busy, so we're going to jump into. All right. So, let's jump into what's in the news. Before we do that, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, once again, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you because very important that we hear from each other, not from me, but for the other listeners. And a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. All right, so just want to check a couple of things. Some crazy stuff. Okay, so we are all good. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. And I needed to just really quickly do a couple of days. I mean, do a couple of things before I get into what's in the news and having a little problem. Real quick, let me check this real quick. Okay. All right. So here we go. There it is. It popped up. Okay. So what's in the news? Then it stomped me out. 1 second. Sorry about that. My had some power outages and everything else. So trying to catch everything back up. So power outages, huh? So got everything knocked off. All right. Cool. There we go. I'm getting there, y'all. So just bear with me. So sorry. I don't want to do that. I don't want to mess it up. Okay, cool. There we go. All right, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. Today's show is going to be part two. Oops. The Kismet of Collateral Conveyance. Part two, the Kismet of Collateral Conveyance. Very, 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 I think it's a very significant show. So here we go. First article I posted and found this out last night and was checking it out. This one comes from Press TV. Saudi Crown Prince recognizes Israel. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince, Prince Mohammed bin Salman, has recognized Israel, stressing that the Israelis are entitled to their own land. I believe that each people anywhere has the right to live in their own peaceful nation. I believe the Palestinians and in Israel have a right to have their own land. And as this comes from comment when he was, I think he was at the Pentagon. And boy, is this a war. I said, wow, this is going to definitely further the war for sure. So check out that article. My man, L.A. Ramon said that this must be the House of Saud's reunion because the modern day Saudi Arabian family and the state of Israel are the same blood lineage, have the same blood lineage. So check out that. Man, that has critical. This basically is going to, I can see Saudi Arabia and Iran at war pretty darn soon here. So that facilitates that. Next article. This one comes from Taz. Lavrov hopes Trump will stick to his U.S. promise to leave Saudi Arabia, to leave Syria after Islamic State defeat. So check out that article. Trump declared the intention to pull U.S. troops out of Syria, demonstrating his commitment to a promise to leave that country after the victory of the Islamic State, or ISIS. Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov told in the news conference in Moscow yesterday. Next article, I got this one from The Hive. How can I with him? Trump's war with Amazon gets personal. And you can see he said a four-letter bad word. How can I with him? Four-letter bad word. This is the celebrity figurehead owner of Amazon, which to me, if you look at all of that, that's all CIA the whole way through. So check out that. Next article, Raj posted a YouTube video of Nixon closing the gold window back in August the 15th, 1971. I said 1970 yesterday. Little mix up for me. So check out that YouTube video. Next article, I got this one from oilprice.com. Is Russia cheating on the OPEC deal? Oil prices fell on Monday morning after Russia's crude oil production increased in March to almost 11 million barrels per day. A lot going on there. The overall oil is going to be so significant in the next convergence of violence. Huge, huge, huge. Next article, I got this one from Bloomberg. Raising rates, sounding alarm bells for debt. Laden U.S. customers. A healthy economy can be a damaging thing. Americans have a history of loading up on debt in good times. Check out that article. Real important. Next article I got from Sputnik News. Israel canceled deal with UN on African migrants one day after agreeing. So check out that article. Next article I got from Press TV says U.S. plans more troops in Syria as Trump urged a pullout. A new report causing more confusion over Washington's military role in Syria, saying that the U.S. military has been working on plans to dispatch dozens of additional troops to northern Syria after celebrity figurehead Donald Trump talked of pulling out of the Arab state in the near future. Yeah, pulling out in the near future, but they didn't say when. And just, you know, or anything else. They've already, you know, the whole thing is that pulling out, shoot, they've invaded that country. There should be the rest of the world, in my opinion, based off what the U.S. has been doing before and what the U.N. and everybody else has done to other people, they should be sanctioning the U.S. for hostilely invading a sovereign nation. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Bloomberg. Bond market has a $745 billion bet against the dollar. Well, I'm not surprised. Why wouldn't they? Everybody is betting against the dollar, and rightfully so. So check out that article, in my opinion. Next article, this one comes from Press TV. U.S. slams China for $3 billion tariffs on goods. And boy, did they expand the whole thing today. Next article from South China Morning Post. China will give as good as it gets in trade war with the U.S. And then they're going to be exchanging military engagement. Next article, Raz posted this from Cerebrally Naive Network. Mulder authorized by DOJ to investigate alleged Madoff collusion with Manafort collusion with Russian government. So check out that article. Next article, Raz posted this one from USA Today. Prepared for the drop, how to handle the next market crash. Raz posted that one. Good one. Next one, Panera Bread website is the latest big data breach. Here's what you need to know. Raz posted that one from Money. GlobalCamp.com. And then my man Thomas posts this one, Global. This one is the Camp Chuck. Global USD, $3.3 billion in nano silver market growth trends. And that's huge. Nano silver. Man, this has so the medical application of nano silver market includes dressings, bandage, creams, and tubing. And let me tell you something. Nano silver is going to be used as an agent to destroy people. It is probably one of the most effective way to actually destroy the body. Nano silver is no joke. And nano silver just means it's in the nanoparticle size. It's so small. And the medical field has been using this and as an effective way to vaccinate and to do so many other things because silver is critical in this whole process. So a lot going on. Great article there, Thomas. Great, great article. Next article. Thomas posted this one. Saudi Prince says Israeli have the right to their own land. Yeah, there's major problems with that, and that's going to break out into some really, really, really telling times that we've been actually been wanting to get you all prepared for. Next article, Raj posted this one from AP News Archives, Trade War Fears and Tech Jitters. Stalk the global stock market. Check out that article. Next article, Raj posted this one from Mini Press News. If Israel were not an ally, U.S. would be working to overthrow its government. So true. Check out that article. Next article, this was a big one. Nice. Thomas found this one. I didn't know. I need to check this one from CNBC. Saudi oil tanker reportedly hit in a junta's attack. Off Yemen, the Saudi Arabian oil tanker in the Red Sea was hit in an attack off Yemen main port. Saudi-owned Al-Barah TV reported on Tuesday, citing a statement from the Saudi-led coalition. Huh. Thomas is hilarious. I can't read that on air. Well, my man, Thomas is reading a thing. I missed one of the things that Thomas said about the Saudi, prince saying that Israel has a right to. Thomas is so true. I can't. Oh boy, Thomas. Next article, Thomas posted this one. Got this one from Reuters. Oil falls 2% on Russian output rise. Potential Saudi price cut. And Thomas is absolutely right. I can read this one. Thomas said China getting a special deal on oil purchase from Saudi. That's so true, Thomas. What Thomas? Man, where's my man Roz? Roz, do me a favor. Help Thomas out. That boy is crazy. Oh, man. My man Thomas. Next article. Roz posted this one from the Telegraph. Losing life savings in middle age increases risk of early death by 50%. Yeah, but that is definitely going to have some effect. Going forward as this economy, as they imploded. Next article, Thomas posted this. Trump, I want to get out of Syria. So check out that article. Next article, Thomas posted this one. U.S. and Israel interfering in Syria, Iran says. Definitely are. Check out that article. Next article, Thomas got this one from ABC News. U.S. and British soldier capture mission in Syria. Check out that article, yes. And next, Thomas posted this one from the Catholic Herald.co.uk. The boss has spoken. Laugh out loud, Thomas said. And Thomas, you are You were home one today, man, and I love it. Pope calls for the end to carnage in Syria. Thomas, the boss has spoken. Check out that article. And last one, I posted this one from Sputnik News. Trump vows to use military power to protect the country's border with Mexico. And Trump is actually, they're sending military troops, National Guards, and I believe some Army personnel down to the Mexican border. Everyone, let me tell you, this is, don't be fooled by all of this. This is the overall troop movement and the disguise for what's really happening in the world. It's going to go from trade war to shooting war, and it's going to be a shock to many. So those of you that are in BTR community, check out all of the postings that's there. And my man Thomas just was hilarious. You know, some of the stuff, but great postings. Thomas has some great postings. Roz always has. But I definitely want to check out that CNBC one. I don't think I'm going to have time on today's show, but I'm interested in that. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Much love and respect to all of you that are in the chat room. What's up there, Strategic Melanin? My man out of OKC. What up, Big Mel? And Brother Braggs is there, and I see my man Thomas. Man Thomas, give us a call when you can, man. Give us a call. Much love, much respect. And my man Roz is there. So at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we're going to jump into today's show. All right, so let me just set up here. Hey, sister. Much love, much respect. Let me just set up here. I need to get this one piece, because I got to want to pick back up. Yesterday we talked about H.R. 5404. I wanted to finish that because there's some very, very important things that we didn't get to go over yesterday. But if you have any comments, any questions about that, don't hesitate. Give us a call here. Your questions will definitely help someone else. And it is high time that we definitely get as prepared as we possibly can. So I, you know, one of the things that I always want to do is bring you, you know, some of the information that's happening, and then actually you should, you know, in my opinion, yes, it's good to have prepping shows and everything else, but you really should take on that course of action with you. You should become your own expert in that, because you really could definitely depend on that going forward. We do the best that we can here, and I guess we need one day out of the week that's just on preparing, on how to prepare. And I was really reluctant on doing that because there's just so many variables. You know, every person's in situation is different. But what I will do is just do some generic. We'll do some generic stuff on some stuff that you could kind of start with. And then maybe, you know, go from there, because I definitely want you all as prepared for the future as you possibly can be. Because believe me, I think that you will be quite happy that you are. Okay, so let me just pull up the text on HR 5404. Just bear with me. But at any time, as before, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I know Hassan, my man Hassan is there. Hassan, I didn't mean to rush you off yesterday, but we were running out of time. If there was a question or comment, because I know you had a question before we, at the end of the show, some things. And I know we got you some of the stuff with what Roz was saying was the Money Masters, checking out that. But if there was something else that you wanted to ask or comments you wanted to make, definitely please do that. And wanted to do that as soon as possible. Let me see here. Hopefully my computer will catch up to everything. I can open this thing, and then we can get going in the show. All right. It is slow, as y'all already know from listening to me before. So while I was doing that, let me just give some other insight on what I think about this bill is not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. Okay? It is not a good thing at all. I hope that this gets delayed as much as possible, but I'm not counting on that happen, and I don't think that you should. Okay? This bill, so you know, is the House Resolution 5404 to define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold. Okay? That is the worst thing that can happen for the everyday person right now, because they're not ready for it. Hopefully you all have been getting prepared for it. It was actually sponsored by West Virginia House of Representatives member Mooney, and it was introduced on March the 22nd of 2018. It was roughly about less than about almost 2 weeks ago. Let me take a look at when that was. It wasn't that long ago. And right now it's going through its overall bill processing. And I definitely do hope that this bill is killed. But you all should be praying that this is going to pass, because by them just starting this, it has already come to pass. And I will give you, and I'll tell you why I think that is. And I don't think that Congress will have any real say on making this law. The actual market is going to ensure that this is the overall benchmark for the monetary paradigm going forward. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say the monetary paradigm, but for the monetary system going forward. We are coming out of a debt-based economy, is definitely going into an asset-based economy. And it was roughly about it'll be 2 weeks on Thursday that this was done. 2 weeks on Thursday, so it's just short of 2 weeks old. It's roughly about 12 days old. 12 days ago that this was actually introduced. So yesterday I got up to number in the title. For those of you who are trying to follow on, definitely if you can pull up H.R. 5404, and it's the House resolution bill to define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold. And then what you would do is you would hit the text, and in the text you can see what the section's findings are. And then we went through a couple of the findings, and I want to pick back up where we were. And we left off at number... Okay, so we left off at number 11, and so we're going to pick up from there. We got 11 and just finish it out. Very, very important. Here we go. Number 11, the Federal Reserve's trickle-down policy of expanding the money supply with no demand for it has enriched the owners of financial assets. They're basically telling you everything here. Not everything, but so much. The dollar was actually used as a debt instrument to impoverish you and to engorge others with assets, not with cash. And the system has actually made you devalue assets and value worthless cash. And it has a very, very... The catch on that, it is you can't rebound from that. You cannot rebound from being price sensitive and not being value aware, where very few are aware of value, because the economic system and the schools have always taught the people to be consumers based in debt. Taught me that, taught you that. And it continues to perpetuate that going forward. And that is, let me tell you, some would say that it doesn't matter. Oh, it absolutely does matter. It matters because the great creator made money. Man made a counterfeit to what the great creator made, and they made currency. That's why it does absolutely matter. Money is the key to sustaining life. Energy is money. The sun is money. Your money, your capabilities. So money is very, very significant. Very, very significant. So, you know, and I want to say this. And in making that counterfeit, if you just look at it biblically, the money changers. This is why Jesus said that you have changed my father's house into a den of thieves. Because they were the money changers. They changed money into currency. That means that they rob you of your God-given talents and abilities and your overall sustainable claim to sovereignty and prosperity. Pretty good trick. And it's worked very, very well. So now, the text says, and enriching the owners of the financial assets, but endangering the jobs, wages, and savings of blue collar workers. No, it is not it's not endangering them. It's actually eliminating them, rendering them null and void. Your job, your wages, and your savings, because the job is taking more of your energy, paying you less wages because they pay you a slave's wage. And then we also, not only do we get paid a slave's wage, most people save as a slave in currency, in cash. And they say it's money. It's not. Absolutely not. You should be saving in money. You should be requiring someone to pay you a wage in money. Here's why. Your labor produces something. You should be exchanging for something that produces as well or has a value to it. We always think of the dollar having a value because without a dollar, I can't go buy stuff. The dollar is the tax system on you and I. It's not a provision. It doesn't provide for you. Doesn't make provisions for you. It takes far more. Next, number 12. Here's a critical one. Restoring America's middle class prosperity requires a change in monetary policy. Authorized to Congress in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5 of the Constitution. So let's take a look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5. And I'm going to tell you, the Constitution was not written for you, nor do you have any real constitutional rights, because you don't live by the Constitution. Is not a contract in which you can really, they tell you that you can, but you don't, because of what is in the Constitution. There are certain things in the Constitution that if you were a part of the Constitution, there would be a definite requirement that the Constitution would have to, a fiduciary obligation that the Constitution would have to you. Let me give you a clue. When your jobs and your wage, they would have to pay you, the state would have to pay you in silver and gold coin only. They don't pay you in silver and gold coin at all. at all. And since they don't pay you in silver and gold coin, means that the Constitution, you are not under the protection, nor are you a part of the Constitution. So who is the Constitution for? They told you in this article. Told you. In this article. The ones that are being able to, becoming wealthy from financial assets. And there's many various families and organizations that benefit from, that are actually live by the Constitution. And here's what the Article 1, Section 10 says. Congress shall have the power to coin money exclusively. Congress is the only one that has the power to coin money. And they do. But what happens is that, Congress is always been coining money. Your dimes, your quarters, and all that, that comes from the Treasury. That doesn't come from the Federal Reserve. American silver eagles, American gold eagles, that comes from the Treasury, from the Mint. It doesn't come from the Federal Reserve. And guess what? They pay the people they owe with those gold coins and silver coins. So the Constitution has been in existence. It's just that you're not under, you have no right to the Constitution, or it is not recognized for you. You have none of the constitutional promises or protections. None whatsoever. Here it goes. The states are not permitted to coin money, emit bills, make anything but gold and silver a tender in payment of debts. That's what article, that's the key to that. And so in this, they're saying that that needs to be restored. And I would tell you, that is so true. That is so true. It does need to be restored. But here's how it needs to be restored, ladies and gentlemen. If you allow them to restore it, they're going to first debase you of everything and then say, now you got to go buy silver and gold or acquire silver and gold. How are you going to be able to do that? You won't. You won't. That's why you need to make those exchanges now. Number two, define the dollar in terms of gold. Effective 30 months after the date of enactment of this act. 30 months. So they're going to give 30 months for the U.S. to get its act together and everyone here to get on this standard. And what does that mean? That means it's going to be a 30-month period of conversion. Converting the economic system, converting the education, and believe me, people are going to learn fast. Here's how you can learn fast. The next time you go to the supermarket, go with some Monopoly money and try to buy some milk and hand the cashier the Monopoly money and see what that overall cashier's response to you is going to be. That's going to be the same thing for your greenbacks, your dollars that you have in your pocket. It doesn't matter how many you have. They're going to look at it like it's Monopoly money and say, we don't accept that anymore. Oh, you didn't know? You didn't remember? They changed that system. It's going to destroy people. 30 months. He says this, the Secretary of the Treasury, in this act, referring to as the Secretary, shall define the dollar in terms of a fixed weight of gold based on that day's closing market price of gold. Meaning it's going to fluctuate, ladies and gentlemen. And believe me, it's not going to be fluctuating down. It's going to be fluctuating on a steep climb higher. And this is going to absolutely destroy people that don't prepare for this before it comes. On a steep climb. So basically, it's going to be changing And you'll know the changing rate. It's not going to be hard at all. Everyone will know what the change rate of everything is. This is why they're going to give, one of the reasons why they're going to get 30 months, so that all of the necessary market indicators could be put in place. In the future, I won't be surprised that what it's going to be is going to be show the overall price of gold. And you'll know by how many gold certificates, currency that you have, what the overall rate of exchange is going to be at that time. Here's, well, let me just finish this first. So that's going to be set into motion. Next, number two, under section two, Federal Reserve banks shall make Federal Reserve notes exchangeable with gold at the statutory gold definition of a dollar. That's the whole thing. The Federal Reserve shall make Federal Reserve notes exchangeable. And not getting rid of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve will still be printing Federal Reserve notes that will be exchangeable into cash. The fiat is about to change. Before, most people thought that fiat meant that means it wasn't backed by anything. No, that's not true. Financially, fiat means this: whatever the government decrees as accepting for their currency or backing their currency. The U.S. greenback right now is a fiat, is a fiat, and it will be a fiat once they do this exchange into gold, defined by gold. This time, gold will be the fiat. Right now, debt is the fiat. Remember how yesterday, Rod said the Sahara, that means the Great Desert. So we say the Sahara Desert, so we mean the Great Desert Desert. And Scotty said Sharia means law, and then so we say Sharia law, law, law. Well, and fiat is the exact same thing. Fiat is, whenever you say fiat, you mean what is it backed by? And they say, most people say that the U.S. dollar is not backed by anything. That's so wrong. It is backed by something right now. It's backed by debt. It's backed by the petrodollar, and it's backed by the reserve currency status that it holds, all of which have now been and is moving to where they are completely eliminated. The petrodollar has a challenger now and is going to continue to lose market position to and market share to the petro yuan. The reserve currency status is going to follow that. And the debt is unsustainable. It's going into default. No one will have confidence that the U.S. will be able to pay its debt, so it will go into default. So the fiat has to change now. Now they're changing the fiat to gold. So very, very, very important that we know these things. So they're not getting rid of the Federal Reserve Bank. But I definitely can see that they're going to have some celebrity figureheads within the Federal Reserve. Some of the Federal Reserve owners are going to be outed, and then they're going to have them as the sacrificial to maintaining the overall systematic presence. Section 3, disclosure of holdings. Critical, critical, critical. During the 30 months period following the date of enactment of this act, the United States government shall take timely and reasonable steps to disclose all of its holdings of gold, together with a, let me move this down, together with a contemporaneous report of any of the United States government purchases or sales, thus enhancing the ability of the market and of market participants to arrive at a fixed dollar gold parity in an orderly fashion. This is critical as well. They're going to have to say what their overall gold holdings are. in order to have their market position again within the rest of the world. And lo and behold, you will find out that the U.S. does not have all of the gold that it says it has, and it is not the overall largest holder of gold in the world. I think there's going to be three surprise nations that will be above the United States. Well, not just three. Well, yeah, three surprise nations. But where the United States will be far much lower. I wouldn't be surprised if the United States, but it has a lot of gold, but it, most of its gold is still in the ground in California, Nevada, Oregon, Mexico, Arizona, and other places throughout the whole United States. Super large holdings of millions of acres of retractable Alaska recoverable gold and silver. Sorry about that. Recoverable gold, and silver, but silver. It's still some silver that's there, but finding silver is much more difficult because silver is a softer metal and it doesn't penetrate the ground as much. So most of the silver has already been mined. This is why they need to go to the moon. Silver is way more valuable. So when they have to disclose this, major problems is going to come. Other governments are going to say, wait a minute, that's our gold, that's ours, that's not yours. And they're going to want to repatriate their gold. The U.S. is going to have a problem with that and say, nope, that's ours, and there's going to be a fight over it. So the whole economic system is about to change, and it's going to change drastically, and you have to get in front of it because I'm going to tell you, you won't be able to luck up in this one. This is unsurvivable. This is economic turmoil. It's terminal for all individuals that will be in cash, that are in greenbacks. That greenbacks are dead dollars walking, and everybody that's holding them is going to lose all. System don't care how many pieces of paper you have. They created it. They've taught us to worship it. They taught us to think that it's everything. They taught us to say, nah, they're not going to do that. It's right here on government.congress.gov. Some people say, oh, this will never pass and everything else. Just by the proposal of it, it already has. And not only this, the rest of the world doesn't care if Congress passes this or not. Congress is only doing this because the rest of the world is going to beat them to the punch. And the U.S. is going to try to maintain its overall economic relevance, and it won't be able to do it. This is going to take a first world nation to a fifth world nation. And you could basically say it like this, in the twinkling of an eye or overnight. The ramifications of this, like nothing ever before. Nothing in your physical existence time have you seen this. This is why it's going to be so important. Keep your diaries, your handwritten diaries. And this is going to bring about a huge opportunity. You always hear me say that I hope that you prepare so that you can seize on the opportunities. The individuals that do prepare for this, and it's not that hard in what you have to do, it's more of a commitment, and you have to break your addiction. So many people are so addicted to the dollar, they'll say, nah, this will never happen. And it's been happening. You just go back to number one. Since most people, when I tell people, and sometimes I'm going to tell you, I have seminars that I give to a bunch of people, and all of the new people come in. When I bring in my piece and I do my seminar, they turn from wherever they are to another color. And they're like, what did he just say? And I show and everything else, and they're like, nah, that'll never happen. Because they're scared, because they're not prepared. People say, nah, that'll never happen because they're scared and not prepared. People that are prepared look at this and say, oh, yeah, I knew that this was coming. I've been preparing for it. I'm not afraid of it at all. I'm not worried about it at all. Other than I hope it doesn't, because when you really know what this means, I don't want to see the destruction, the economic destruction that this is going to make. The economic wasteland and disenfranchisement that is going to bring the people, I do not want that to happen. That's why I think it's so important that the people should collapse and crash this whole economic system before then. And how you do it is by controlling silver and gold and all other resources. Because when you control resources, when you control the assets, there is no monetary instrument, man-made monetary instrument that can phase you. Ladies and gentlemen, the mark of the beast is really about to show its face. That being that greenback and all other currencies. You can definitely say that those are the marks of the beast, because that's the beast made them. Remember, it says you can't buy nor sell without the mark of the beast. That's your dollar bill. That's your currency. Always has been the mark of the beast. Always will be. Because man created it to be used as a counterfeit to what the great creator gave as a sincere, benevolent enhancement to maintain your quality of life, standard of living, and prosperity. So, yeah, it is definitely here. Now, what we're going to do is that as we go into the, you know what, I got my man Jenna. We're going to go into a commercial break. We come out of the commercial break. Scotty, if you would just give me two minutes in the commercial break. Then we'll come back, we'll answer a couple of questions, and then I want to give you my assessment of how I think this is going to work and unfold, and which you could be doing to prevent that. And some of the things that you can be doing are very, very small, but you need to be disciplined and do them now. It is your addiction that has to be broken. And I know when we're addicted to things, going through the withdrawals of doing it is really, really tough to do it. Really, really tough to do it. But it doesn't matter how tough it is. You definitely need it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Jenna, hold on 1 sec. I'll come to you right after the commercial break. We'll be right back. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Because it's evil. Well, white supremacy is a system. And what does white supremacy really mean? It just doesn't mean somebody being in charge. No one should care about who's in charge of anything if the person is not mistreating people. White supremacy is about mistreating people based on what? based on the color in the skin of those people who are being mistreated. That's all it is. It's a form of mistreatment. There are all kinds of mistreatment in the world, but that's the greatest form of mistreatment. That's why it's supreme, because it's the greatest form of mistreatment. If you want to look for mistreatment of the people anywhere on the planet, most people are being mistreated based on color. That's what it is. You know, if it's just two people on Earth, I mean, one person might mistreat another person just because the person is jealous or envious or something. Yeah. There's all kinds of ways to mistreat people for all kinds of reasons. But this business about racism is about mistreating people based on color.
I'm back, Scotty.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And today's show is the kismet, the collateral conveyance. And that basically means the direction, destiny of collateral and how it's going to be used. We are going from a debt-based economy into a collateralized economy. And most people, particularly within our community, with most people that we know, don't have any form of accessible assets that are will be recognized as money in the future. Yes, your energy is one thing, and that will be collateralized, like it's collateralized now. But what do you have? See, the U.S. government is going to have the gold and everything else and attach a gold window to their currency. Their Federal Reserve notes will be open a gold window at whether you can exchange it. But guess what? And you exchanging it for gold, that means that they still have the gold. You don't. You still have the paper. So they're going to further entrench the overall addiction to paper. That's going to be a problem. So that's the real problem. So we got a couple of callers in queue. Let's go to my man, Jenna. Jenna, what say you? Welcome to Tando Radio Show, bro. Give Jenna a chance to get situated. Jenna? Give my man a second to just unmute yourself whenever you're ready. I see you're already unmuted. He may be busy right now. So when you are ready to come in, definitely do that. Jerry, you there? Jenna? Let me mute him, and then he can unmute himself if he's ready. All right, so we're going to go ahead and keep going. See, Jenna, whenever you're ready, just unmute yourself and jump back in. Okay, I guess he didn't want to. He unmuted himself, but. All right, so I'm going to keep going. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. So the thing is that they're going to establish a conversion where you'll take your – they're still going to have a Federal Reserve note, and they're not going to want you to have assets. That's not what they're going to do. They're going to want you to always come to them, to use them as the resource, to worship them as the great paper money gods that they are. And that is only going to further harm you. Here's what is very important, why this is, you got to prepare for this. And my man Jenna, jump back in. Jenna, you in?
Yes, my apologies. I had a phone call while you was on the on the break. No problem. Greetings. How are you?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Scotty?
Good, good, good. My man, Jenna. Go ahead. What say
still
you, Jenna? Still learning.
Me and Brother Thomas was having a conversation on BTR community about the social status that they're ushering in right now, and I was stating to him that may be part of some of the things that's going on, but I believe that it would make sense for everyone to fall up under that umbrella, because it would mitigate all of the real money, gold and silver, that's being held. That's like, for instance, whenever you pull up the Queen of England, right? She doesn't have a bank filled with dollars or nothing like that. You know, she has gold bars, you know, and if we was going off of social status, how do you think that would work? Do you think that would be pushed in, just from listening to you tonight, you think that'll be pushed in for the people who are not turning their cash into real money?
Say that one more time. I missed that part. How do I think what will work?
The social status. The social status that they're ushering in. Do you think that would be for the people who don't turn their cash into real money? Do you think that's the construct that they'll use for that?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. For the individuals that won't turn their cash in for real money, what's going to happen is this, and it's kind of twofold. So you have your dollars, the greenbacks, and we're going to address them as greenbacks, debt notes. What's going to happen in that 30-month time period, they're going to say, let me put it this way. As soon as they pass this bill, as soon as this bill starts to get debate and everything else, those in the world that know what's going on, they're going to immediately run to be buying as much of the physical silver and gold as they possibly can. And although they talk about gold here, they don't talk about silver. Silver is the one that is the difference maker in this whole thing. And all of those people are going to see what's going on, while the rest of the general population is going to be absolutely unaware and had no clue that this is even being debated. And if they ever just passes the House, you'll see that the overall physical price for silver and gold will skyrocket right away, never to go down, never to go back down. But in my opinion, it's not going to go that way. It's going to go this way, that China, which backed their currency, in my opinion, unofficially with gold on Monday, is going to continue to lay claim to that, and that's going to push this. And to answer Jerry's question, for those that don't exchange their for money, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go to the store right now with a U.S. continental dollar from the 1700s. Go to, one second. Go to the supermarket with a continental dollar from the 1700s and try to buy anything with it. Take a $100 continental, a $25 continental, a $20 continental bill. Go to the cashier and hand them that for a pack of gum. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to say, what's this? We don't accept this. For the individuals that don't exchange their greenbacks for the new Federal Reserve note, they're going to expire. They're not going to be accepted anymore. But they're going to, how this is going to, and why this is so bad, is that they're going to probably be exchanging. I'm going to make up something, and I don't mind being as bold as this. because I don't think it's conservative. It's going to be an exchange rate of 10,000 to 1, meaning you give up $10,000 for one of the new fixed gold window dollar, the new Federal Reserve note. So you know how they make new notes every different year? They did the 20, they did the, you know, now they're going to completely change everything. There's going to be a gold certificate that can be redeemed, and it's going to say this is legal tender to be redeemable into gold, into a fixed amount of gold. That's what it's going to say in there. This is legal tender to be exchanged, can be exchanged for a fixed amount of gold, the exact same thing that it says here. And it's going to be about $10,000 to one, meaning you're going to have to give $10,000 of the greenbacks, $10,000 that you're accustomed to right now, for one of the dollars there. How many people have $10,000 to exchange for one of the new goldbacked dollar? None. There was a question inside of the chat room. What about the money you have in the bank? That's going to be automatically converted for you. Automatically converted for you. Meaning, if you have $10,000, then all of a sudden you'll have $1. You'll have $1. If you don't have $10,000, how about this, y'all? How many of y'all have heard of cryptocurrency? Who here, y'all heard of cryptocurrency? Roz, are you there real quick? This is what's going to happen. Let me see if Roz is there real quick, because I know Roz is familiar with this. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to be given...
Peace and love. I'm here, bro.
Peace. What's up, Roz? Okay, cryptocurrency. Did you hear what I was talking about the conversion rate?
Yes.
And Jerry asked a great question. I'm glad he did. Let me explain to y'all how this conversion rate, in my opinion, how it's going to go. In cryptocurrency, they have fractions of Bitcoin, fractions of Litecoin, fractions of Ethereum. You can have a full Bitcoin, a half a Bitcoin, a tenth of a Bitcoin, down to 0.0000021 or even further. That's exactly what's going to happen to your cash.
Yep.
You have $25,000, then you'll have $2.50. If you only have $100, you're going to have 0.00000001011. The same way that they're doing everything fractionally in the cryptocurrency market, that was a ploy to get you to realize that they're about to pull a wool over your eyes and everything is going to be in fractions. Your what you have in your bank is going to be decimated. Decimated. Then you'll get the new currency, but guess what? You won't get paid more. Guess what your overall pay will be? It will be fractionalized so that you'll be getting the same pay as you got in the greenbacks, but the greenbacks conversion into the gold back one is always going to put you at a loss. And I know this is tough to take, but that's how the market works. This is how they set this up to totally deprive you of everything. Roz, you know how in Bitcoin it's the fractions. You can have not one whole Bitcoin. It can actually, let's say you could have a quarter of a Bitcoin or a tenth of a Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. And much
very familiar. Yeah, even much less. It's commonplace in the cryptocurrency space, correct?
Absolutely, without question.
That was, see, cryptos was created by the bankers. And if you look at what they did, is that it was really conditioning you to now accept fractions. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means that you're going to be working harder, working longer, and getting paid less. You're going to be getting paid in fractions. These RICO this organized crime ain't no joke. The house always wins. That's what's going to happen to in your bank account. Your bank account is going to look like a cryptocurrency wallet.
Brother Dave.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just with everything that you laid out yesterday and today, I was thinking about all of these so-called affluent people that have all of this cash money, like Floyd Mayweather walks around like $1 million cash in a duffel bag and, you know, all of that nonsense. And that's going to be, to me, people like that is going to be like the new Great Depression. It's people that do stuff like that that's going to end up trying to kill themselves, jump off buildings. You know, they're going to have to take, and we talked about this off air last night, all that jewelry that you see them rocking, the platinum and the gold and all of that, that's what they're going to end up having to use to buy stuff. And they're going to have to convert that to the new dollar. And it's going to be interesting to watch how this unfolds, because I've been saying this, and, you know, I just see a mass die-off. I see a lot of people just losing it. And, you know, for a while, I would say for like the last year to 2 years, and probably up until like the last 6 months, there's, you know, there's folks that have been saying, ah, this is fear-mongering. You know, people who are saying the stuff you're saying, is you know, they're fear-mongering. It's not really true. They're trying to manipulate your consciousness, blah, blah, blah. And now that things are unfolding, and now that Congress is letting things out of the bag, some of these same people on a whole different paradigm of thought, but at the same time, some of them are still aren't doing anything about it. So to me, you know, like I told you before, I study the system of white supremacy intensely, and I've been doing that from very young, and from some great, great, you know, the greatest of our people. And the one thing that I noticed, and I told you this from day one when we started taking the precious metals class, is that I was pretty much always on point as far as my viewpoint and understanding of the system from the perspective of studying the colonizer and how they affect the colonized. But when I took that precious metal class with you, it just shifted the whole thing. And remember I told you that, I said you opened up a whole new window of perception in understanding world events, what's taking place, and how it's going to unfold. And I've even had discussions with certain folks, and I'm like, listen, there's insight that he has that's beyond just studying the colonizer and studying the system that they've put into play. And when you start to really look at how the precious metals are moving globally, where they are price-wise, who's doing what, that will add to your accuracy in understanding the system 1,000-fold. And, you know, it's going to be very, very interesting what they do. Like you said, I hope they don't do it either. You know, I've been preparing, but I'm not ready either. So it's not something that I'm looking forward to as far as, like you said, the pain and suffering that we're going to end up, you know, seeing, and some of us surviving through and some of us not surviving through. But I just wanted to say, like, I think, like you said, yesterday's show and today's show are probably two of the most important shows you've ever done. Because to me, it's the accumulation of all the years of information you've been putting out there, that understanding of what's really happening. And, you know, now it's to the point where they can't speak against what you're talking about now, because it's just so blatantly evident. But for some of these folks, it took until it was blatantly evident for them to even for the light bulb to go on. And to me, those are the people that are behind the timeline, and those are the people that are going to suffer the worst, because they had that chance, they squandered it. Like when you were saying, you know, a year, 2 years ago, let's get this cracking, you know, get those precious metals, let's make these moves. You know, they're behind the curve now. I mean, in a way that if this hits the fan, like in the next 2 or 3 months, some of those people are going to be the people that are going to be in the biggest trouble. So I would just say the best thing to do, like you always say, start where you are, do the best that you can with what you have, and do your darndest to understand what's an asset and what's not, and whatever assets are most convenient for you to get your hands on, get your hands on it and stack them up. And I would say it's not, at this point, precious metals are very, very purchasable. It's something you can definitely do. It's something you know, if you just take a little bit of money that you might you know, mess off to go party or mess off to go, you know, to the movies or some nonsense, and you say, you know what, let me redirect this towards trying to get some precious metals. You know, I think Venezuela, I mean, dang, like last time we talked about this, 1 ounce of gold could buy you a house in Venezuela. An ounce of silver could buy you 6 months of groceries in Venezuela. That was last year. So, I mean...
Right, that was last year.
It's happening. It's just that folks aren't watching what's happening. Some folks aren't watching what's happening. They're not paying attention to the signs and the symbols of what's taking place. And, you know, it's just, hey, all I can say is just let's do our best to do our best as far as, like, really trying to get an understanding and shift towards doing those things that are necessary and just start where you are. Do the best that you can with where you are. And if you can get your other family members on board, you know, like I told you, Dave, when we started doing the precious metals class, and even before that, when you started talking to my wife and my son, that's what really started to get the cogs turning for her. You know what I mean? And that was a while ago, thankfully, and we're on the same page. So the more people you can get on the same page with and you guys facilitate, you know, collectively doing something together, then the better position you'll be in when everything hits the fan. But, you know, if not, then, you know, don't cry when it hits the fan because you're going to be crying. There's going to be people dying all around you. There's going to be people getting shot and killed all around you. You know, I told you this last night. You're not going to be able to wear jewelry and stuff like that. They're going to be robbing you blind. You know, I told you in Trinidad, you can't wear silver no more. Years ago, you couldn't wear gold. You go to Carnival with gold, you might get kidnapped in the car and they'll find you chopped up in the bushes somewhere in Laventil. You know what I'm saying? And it got so bad that even silver now is on the menu. So if you're going out there and you even rock a silver, you know, silver chain, even silver earring or a ring, you might lose your finger for that ring. That's what's happening. And it's going to be happening here. But it's going to be a thousandfold. Because, like, who was it, the Japanese who said it or the Chinese? Behind every blade of grass is a gun in the United States. So,
the Japanese.
Japanese. Let's really, really try to pay as much attention as possible and be as preemptive as possible because we're getting down to the 11th hour on this, and it's going to get real ugly, and it's going to get ugly fast. Like, I really don't think people understand how this can happen overnight. When you look at Puerto Rico, when you look at Venezuela, it was overnight. It wasn't any long, drawn-out process. It was like the setup was long. But once everything hit the fan and you know, the economy collapsed in Puerto Rico, the economy collapsed in Venezuela, that happened overnight. And I don't think people are really of the understanding that you could go to bed tonight, wake up tomorrow morning, and it'd be a whole different world that you ain't prepared for. So with that, I'll just...
And you know what? Hey, Roz, hold on real quick. And you know what Roz say overnight? This is what Roz mean. Where you're able to adjust and protect yourself in a meaningful way is now gone.
Yeah.
Because it deteriorates so much, and before you know it, it's on you, and then boom, overnight it changes for you. And that is so true. And, you know, I just want to say, I'm going to tell you this, and Jerry asked about the social class. Let me tell you about one social class that is going to definitely spring up here. Remember, if anybody's ever been to a third world country, they're going to know what I'm talking about. The young people and the young children from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, they're going to be the most brutal roving gangs that are going to be running through these streets. And there's going to be homeless children, abandoned children at the youngest ages running these streets, and they're going to be the most deadliest things out. You thought these little kids was a terror as being just children with parents uncontrollable? Wait until they got machetes in their hands. Wait till they got a tire iron and everything else, and they are going to come around and rob and steal people with such energy and such veracity that it will shock you. It's the children. Homeless. See, here in the country, we got a homeless person problem. We about to have homeless children all over the place, and they're gonna put together packs of children gonna be running around, robbing and stealing people. And I'm talking about wilding like you never thought. For those who've been to a third world country, you know what I'm talking about. That is gonna be here, and parents for many reasons. Some parents aren't gonna make it. and then some are not going to be able to feed their children, and they're going to send them out to go, and then these children are going to come together in packs, and they're going to be running around like the most ravenous wolf. Wolves, pack of hyenas that you ever seen, and their bite is going to be bigger than anything you ever seen before. It is how that is going to be an obstacle. That is going to be a state of the economy. That is going to be the state of the nation. That is going to be something that you're going to have to deal with. And I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to be pretty with them roving gangs of young people.
Brother Dave.
They are going to be running the place they're going to be running around with energy galore, and they're going to be like the great locust. Like the great locust. Hold on real quick. How much time we got? Go ahead, Roz. Then we got two other callers. I'll go to you. Two out of New York. We'll go to you in 1 second. Go ahead, Roz.
All right, I'm going to try and keep it brief. Now, what you just talked about, I definitely know. I'm from a so-called third world country, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And you made me think of that movie, The City of God. And I remember when I was coming up, you know, so-called Generation X, we were those children. It was, like I said, we ran 50, mm-hmm. 100 deep, doing everything you could imagine. And we had cats, you know, 16, 15 years that was millionaires off of selling drugs. And then you had the rest that was stick-up kids. And if they weren't stick-up kids, they were doing other things. They were fencing products. They were stealing stuff. It was major. And that was, to me, that time that I grew up in was a nice example of what that would look like. The difference is now you have children that are growing up on cell phones from birth. They're smarter. They're thinking 10 steps ahead of their own parents half the time. So you're going to have children, and in the City of God, you saw them. They was young, like 8, 7 through 10, and they were murdering everything. They took over the whole, and that was based on a true story. It wasn't something that was made up. It wasn't done. They dramatized it for the movies, but the people in there, because I have the movie, and there's a documentary that came with my version of the movie, and it dealt with the real people behind that movie, City of God. So what you saw in that film was based on real events, where you had 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 year olds that was willing to gun you down and not blink twice. And the thing is, with young people, they're quicker to understand what a dog-eat-dog world looks like. And they understand very quickly. That's what I picked up very young. I was in the streets young. You pick up very quickly the law of the jungle, either eat or be eaten. And they're going to quickly turn to that, well, I'm going to be that predator. I'm not getting got. That's how it's going to be. So, I just want to just reiterate that, like, it's about to get real serious, and let's just prepare for that. So I'm going to mute myself and let the other folks be able to chime in. Thanks again, Brother Dave. Peace and love.
For sure. Yeah, and you know what? I actually was in the favelas that a part of the City of God was actually constructed out of. You don't want them children to come out them hills. Whoo! For those of you that have ever been to Brazil, ever been to Rio, you see how big those favelas, the favelas are, how massive they are. I've actually been in them. Whew. And that is going to be the same thing that's going to be here. Listen, I want to go to a commercial break. When I come back, we'll take the two callers out of NYC. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, and we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
All Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We got a couple of callers in queue. I want to get right to them so we can get back into. I want to talk about some of the things that you should be doing, but I want to definitely open up for your calls. If we need to have a third show on this, we will, which I know that we will. We need to have extensions of this because this is critical. Let's go to our caller, my man Thomas out of NYC. Big T, what's going on? What say you, brother?
What's
up,
you, brother? How are you?
Good, good, good. Good to hear your voice. Man, Thomas, you know had me dying.
Your
father is doing real good, real good, so recovering. So thank you for asking, bro. But, T, you know you had me dying. And some of the stuff. I can't. you know what. Go ahead, Big T. I can't say it on.
Keith stole the clothes. I just heard Raj. I heard Jerry. And
yes, sir.
Scott, I know he left. I had the. Just wanted to ask you one question. Have you heard of the Cloud
Act?
The Cloud Act.
The Cloud Act. No, but I saw you posted something about that, and I wanted to jump into it. I said, man, I hope Thomas calls in and tell us what's up with the Cloud Act, because I haven't heard of the Cloud Act. Go ahead, Thomas.
No, I was just seeing if you had heard of it. If not, just look it up and see what you think about it.
Okay. Okay. I saw that you posted it. So I will. I'm gonna definitely take a look, because that one definitely caught when you posted that one. I said, oh man, what is this? So yeah, I'm gonna definitely. Then I'll let you know when I check it out, because I'm not gonna be on the rest of the week, but I'll definitely pick it up, and then we'll pick it up on Monday, and I'll let you know. I'll take a look and then let you know. My man, Big
T. Sir, no problem. You know, it's gonna take you until Monday to let all that soak in.
I believe you. I definitely believe. I saw that. I was like, wait a minute, there's something up here. So, my man, Big T. So, definitely, brother, out of NYC. Let's get to the other caller out of New York. Welcome, caller, the 646. You're on air with Tando Radio Show. What say you? What's your name? And where you calling from?
Peace. This is Tag, also calling from
my man Tag.
New York. Peace.
What's up, brother?
Excellent.
How you doing?
I'm well. You know, definitely appreciating the discourse as ever, and it's extremely timely, of course. And so,
yes.
Just you know, briefly on the question, the ever important question of energy, and I would like to. Bring this out to Brother Davis as well. I've been meaning to call in around questions.
Listening.
Excellent. So, peace, Brother Davis. This is likewise directed at you and to everyone else in the network, because it seems that as well as these various other issues around energy, the question of sustaining our internal human energy will become more and more vital. It's always vital, but especially under times of duress. And so I just wanted to get Heads' thoughts and suggestions around means, mechanisms, et cetera, of maintaining that human energy, sustainable human energy. I know, for example, out here, there are some, you know, juice bars and the like. I know many of us are not partial to, you know, coffee or these kinds of things or caffeine, but it just seems to me that with the kind of preparing that we all need to be doing, are doing, et cetera, that this question of sustaining our human energy and being able to do so in ways that are less destructive to ourselves in the long term, particularly coffee and these kinds of things. What are Heads' thoughts on, you know, methods, mechanisms, you know, herbs, you know, the particular modes that people take to sustain that internal energy?
Man, Tad, great, great question. Brother Davis is there. I'll let Brother Davis address that, and then I'll address it as well after Brother Davis. Great, great question. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Always good to hear the voice of a friend. What say you, brother?
Absolutely. It's always good, man. Like, that's a great question, brother. I'm going to tell you why it's a great question. You see, we have what's called an intuitive consciousness. Now, what does that mean? That means that we communicate with our food. So I'm going to tell you, eat as raw as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever fruits and vegetables you eat, eat as raw as you can. Now, it's always good to have the good old turmeric and the ginger and that sort of thing. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is that when you eat food, that food is communicating with you before you even touch it. It's talking to your nose. It's talking to your eyes. You see what I'm saying? These are the communication level of the food level which you choose to eat. Excuse me, I got a little
great fortune
here. But what I want you to understand is this, that this communication level goes on between all living things. But it's important that we feed the communication. Why? Because when we feed the communication, I don't know if you noticed, but when you eat fruit and vegetables at the peak of its season, that's when it's most potent, and that's when it does maximum use in your body. And a lot of people say, well, you know, I eat watermelon year round. Well, you can, but where you live at, when that watermelon is at peak season, is when your body is the most resilient to be able to maximize all of the energy that comes from what you eat. I don't know if you've heard this, but people say that the best honey for you is the honey in the environment in which you live. Why?
Right.
Because all of the natural nutrients of that environment are embodied in the path that the bee travels. You see, we fail to realize that in reality, we are duplicating everything again. You ever notice how the beehive always seems to be at peace until it's disturbed? Because each bee understands through their intuitive communication system what its purpose is, and it follows that purpose. See, we're human beings. We fail to realize we it's a constant program running in us and on us and at us, because it doesn't want you to realize that you can literally communicate with other attributes of living things through this intuitive gene. So that's one of the reasons why Westernism keeps us very, should I say, stupefied. They don't want you to know what they know. When they raided the libraries of Memphis and Alexandria and Ethiopia, they had received years, centuries and centuries of knowledge dealing with the human body and its interconnection to the cosmological realm. And see, you have what's called a metaphysical contact. But they can't, if they tried to teach this to you, you could never learn it right. That's why you have to meditate, so that when you do get an opportunity, and they will present themselves, it can be given to you, or the way it can be shown to you. But if you're not doing, I'm going to tell you, what I'm telling you now, this is from years and years of study. This didn't just come to me. I had an opportunity to talk to Dr. Layla. When I mentioned it to him, this was years ago, he pulled me aside. He said, you know, a lot of people do not understand the consciousness of food and living on that level. And in order for you to get them to understand, they would have to at least do some of the research you did in order to understand the volatility of how that operates in us as human beings. Why? Because Westernism didn't want you to know. Actually, when you hear them talk about meditation, they always play it down. Yeah, you can go meditate. See, they don't want you to understand that meditation opens up doors to your imagination, which moves you from the description they give you, meaning a human being, to the level of divine. If you move to the level of divine, you'll understand there's 28 chakras on three different levels. And you can literally move through these levels as you walk and breathe. But if you haven't learned these things, literally, you are out in the cold because you can't grow to your fullest extent. And that's one of the reasons why we, as African Americans, are constantly being bombarded. We're constantly being eliminated. We're constantly being programmed. We're constantly in the crosshairs. Because, brothers, if we ever start educating our children just to the extent where we are now, could you imagine what they would be like by the time they reach our age?
Yes.
So that would magnify in their children. And they know all of this. One of the biggest things I want people to understand is this is white supremacy's last hurrah. Now, it might take 10 years, it might take 15 years, or it might take shorter time than that. I don't know. But I can tell you this, every civilization rises and falls. And there's an in the process of the fall right now. And that's why it's being attacked by so many ways. China, before they even stepped out and started really making a putting their footprint on the neck of white supremacy, you know what they said? We know for a fact that our origin is in Africa. I don't know if you know that. That was a powerful statement. Now they're over in Africa. You know the main thing they're doing over there? They're reading. Because guess what? They understand the process, but they don't know how to tap into it. So what are they going to do? They're going in reverse. They're going to breed with the very people who have the essence of how that can be exposed to them, which is us. I know I gave you a lot, brother. I'm going to tell you, but sometimes I'm boiling over because I can't. I can't just lay this on people, and they say, oh, yeah, I understand, because they don't know what to do with it. You know why they don't know what to do with it? Because they're so caught up in the program of I can't. I'm a human. You see what I'm saying? As long as you see yourself as a human, you will see yourself as a frailty. But when you start walking into the divine level, literally, even after your physical body is done, your work isn't done. Because your essence, your energy doesn't die, it transforms. So therefore, what we do now, what this is going through, this has to go through this. I'm going to tell you why. Because literally there has to be a point of total destruction of this system. And another system thinks it's going to take its place, but it's not. And the reason why it's not is because it's going to be what they call a handrail. It's going to be holding on to something viable and trying to achieve what its ego wants it to achieve. You got to move the ego out. Until they move the ego out, this would be a constant cycle. And a lot of people get upset when I say this about religion. But religion is only here because of ego. When you move the ego out, religion will go. Why? Because you're waiting on someone to save you. That's your job. Ain't nobody going to save you. That's your job. So as we go through this, and I try to build people up to understand, a lot of us ain't going to make it through this. But what I didn't tell them was a lot of them ain't going to make it through this the way they think they are. Some of them are going to make it through this here and become more powerful by the experience. All right, Dave, I wanted to lay that out.
So
listen, man. Listen, just before I go about tomorrow night's show, there definitely will be a show tomorrow night. And since I opened this door, I'm going to continue. Why? Because I've given you enough to understand that there is a communication that goes on between the air we breathe, the food we take in, the bodies we possess, and the consciousness we hold. Now, I'm going to show you how that literally is a cycle also, because everything is in cycles. Seasons, life, everything is in cycles. Energy is even in cycles. So I'm explaining that to you in some detail tomorrow night. But listen, if you don't ask me questions, there's certain things I'll get after the show. I'll say, oh, wow, a minute. Dave knows what I'm talking about. I wanted to talk about that, but I forgot. So look, be ready for some serious exposure, and be ready with some questions so that I can literally be stimulated into going into those areas that I might overlook trying to focus on some one thing or another that literally I thought was good, but not what you needed. I need to give you what you need so that when you leave the show, you can apply it. That's why I tell you all the time, every one of my shows is about you and how you can become better by applying some simple principles. Because I'm going to tell you something, life is only complex because they want it to be complex. It's very simple. It is very simple. Okay, brother, look, I appreciate that time.
Yes, sir, my brother, Brother Davis, tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, as always. You know, so I hear Brother Davis sneezes a bag on pollen. It's pretty good all over the place. I never had allergies before, and I had my first allergy this year, so I know the feeling, Brother Davis. But looking forward to Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Come with your pen and pencil and your questions. Questions are so important. A question is more important than an answer. So definitely come with that. And, you know, I would just say one of the things that I need to do, and I suggest everyone here to do for TAG also, one thing that will help your body as well is the detox. I actually need to detox by fasting, and I have to do that, and I'm going to do it. I would suggest that you all do that as well, the detox. You know, we got to get out these toxins and detox both physically and spiritually and mentally and economically. You know, there's a detoxing that we will have because you'll have more energy. Detox yourself of all of the Federal Reserve notes, the greenbacks. That will bring more energy to you because you do it and you get real money in your possession and everything else. Detox your body of the toxic food that we've consumed, and then recommit yourself to consuming good food and, you know, living food. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things is that when you actually when we're able to eat the proper things and be in harmony with the proper things and they edify our body and bring nutrition to our body, we don't need to eat anywhere near as much. As Brother David said, it's really simple. Our overall needs consumption-wise is really, really simple. It's been made complex because we have basically we get fed empty calories. So now the body has to gorge itself to try to get what it needs. It's never satisfied. And so now it causes for all forms of diseases and everything, all mentally, spiritually, physically, and economically. All of those same principles apply against us. So we need to detox. Detox out of those that greenback. Get into real money. Get into real silver and gold. Definitely go to Prosperity Mint to do that as well. But do it, do it, do it. And that will bring you energy. Okay, it will bring you energy. Also detox your body of the toxic food that we've had, and that will actually rejuvenate your body as well. And then commit yourself through discipline to engage in, especially in today's world, it's so you really have to be disciplined because it's all of the fake food and the food, the death food and the synthetic food is all around us. So definitely do that. Great, great question, Tag. Brother Davis, looking forward to Wise Wednesday tomorrow. Okay, so one of the things, a couple of things before we get out of here. We're going to have some more shows about it, but start where you are, but make disciplined choices. I would say, listen, how much do you want to have in savings? That's what you should be moving into metals. Real money. But also you're going to also need other assets, the assets of living water, the assets of sustainable, good, nutritious food, and all those other things. And you need to make disciplined choices to cut everything else out as much as you possibly can. And when you do those disciplined things, what are you losing? Nothing at all. What are you gaining? The opportunity to reconnect and reinvigorate yourself. It is all about for you to be able to regenerate. You got to be able to regenerate cells, you, abilities, talents, and everything else. That is so, so important. The body ages when cells no longer regenerate. So let's get that process definitely done. So Okay, everyone, I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. Got to get ready, get out of here. Scotty will pick up on Thursday and Friday. Roz, Jenna, if y'all wanted to do that as well, definitely just get up with Scotty. And Brother Davis will have Wise Wednesday tomorrow. Great creator willing, I will be back on Monday. But listen, I cannot emphasize this enough. The system in this process is going to happen because there are people that have decided that it is going to be, and they are fulfilling their overall will with their determination. And that's why it will happen. We have to be just as equally committed with our will for other things to happen that's benevolent, sustaining, generating, in harmony, and builds prosperity, self-determination, and sovereignty. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out. And Brother Braggs, definitely, I missed you today. I was on the phone all morning, but definitely tomorrow will not be that type of morning. Hit me up in the morning again. Much love, much respect. I'll talk to you all soon. Please.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have... Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.